This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Of course, we always bring things to the table to discuss with you. And coming up here tonight, the Russian government targeting Bitcoin users. Venezuelans now hunting dogs, cats, and pigeons as food is running out. Daryl, you're going to be telling us about the British government saying it's time to stop resetting your passwords. And we're introducing a new co-host to the show here tonight, guest host Melanie. Hey, Melanie.
Hi.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You are a newer mover to New Hampshire, having been, I think, were you the, you might have been like the final Free State Project early mover to Keene before the official Free State Project move began. I believe it was in February of this year where they hit their 20,000 mark of libertarians, voluntarists who've pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. You were an or were you even a Free Stater? Am I jumping to a conclusion?
No, I did. I did sign. I moved in November, so it was right before the cutoff. I'm not sure if I was the last one to Keene or not.
I think so.
I think you were.
Because the guys from Think Penguin, the gay couple that bought a house in Keene here this year, were the first people to move after the official move began. So congratulations. You're the final early mover to Keene. Anyway, you came up from Louisiana, which sounds like absolute hell from the stories that you've told. And I'm sure you'll, as we go on and get to know you here on the air, I'm sure you'll have all kinds of Louisiana-related stories to share. And you've also done some legal training. You went to law school? Is that right?
I went to law school and passed the bar in Louisiana. I'm not licensed anywhere.
Are you planning
so you're not
moving?
Part of the British something registry?
Well, in Louisiana, I wouldn't be anyway, and also that's fake, so no.
Yeah, what is... Okay, so we hear a lot of, like, legal conspiracy theories on Free Talk Live, and it'll be fun to have you here to kind of, you know, if those people call in, and they don't call very often, but if they call in to, I don't know, pick it apart. The theory that, or the conspiracy that you're referring to, Daryl, is the bar. The bar
right,
registry.
The word bar is supposedly an acronym for
British Accredited Registry or something like that.
Yeah, it's British something. I don't know what the A supposedly stands for, and then the R is registry, and then you get the title of nobility, Esquire.
Right, right. Isn't that part of the theory that America is still part of Britain? Isn't that sort of,
yeah,
part of that larger
something like that
theory? So as someone who went to law school, they didn't teach you what the bar secretly stands for?
No, and especially being in Louisiana, I think that they, if they had had a chance to hate on the other states, they would have took it.
Right, so because Louisiana is part of France. No, as far as the common law, it's under Napoleonic common law, not British common law.
Well, since France left, they haven't had Napoleonic law. They have civil law, not to be confused with civil versus criminal, but civil versus common.
Okay.
Oh, so you were not right about that, Daryl? It's not a Napoleonic system there? What's so different about Louisiana? Because it's one of the more, I guess, restrictive states as far as marijuana will get you put in prison for a long time. It's a very imprisoning kind of place. Why is that? Is there something different about its legal system that stems from the Napoleonic legal system that makes it different?
I don't know that I would blame civil law on Louisiana being the prison capital of the world. The system is corrupt. And if they followed, yeah, I think civil law is better because at least civil law is more like lawful evil, whereas common law is more like chaotic evil. If I'm in a civil law system, which is truly a civil law system, and even in Louisiana, you have where the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court will interpret things how they want to when they're not really supposed to be. But at least under a civil system, if you tell me I can't smoke weed, commit prostitution, or curse out a cop, and I don't do those things, I won't go to jail. Whereas under a common law system, if the judge decides what I did is similar to something else that somebody did that was illegal, then he can still throw me in jail anyway. Although,
interesting. I've never even heard of this discrepancy before. So,
although in the U.S.,
the civil law you're referring to is different from a civil case versus criminal?
Right, yeah. So you, in all the other states and in Louisiana too, you have civil cases where you're suing for either money or some kind of injunction.
Some kind of damages, yeah, yeah.
In a criminal case where it's the state versus you, where it's basically just you're going to jail or a fine, mm-hmm. Generally jail. So common law, and it is kind of confusing because in the U.S. we have some civil rights that we do still have in the Constitution, at least in theory, where we have to have some form of due process. So criminal law is statutory law in all the states anyway, so that kind of makes it extra confusing. So you're not supposed to be convicted of something unless there's a statute. So that is more of a civil law thing. Even though all the other states are
civil law
jurisdictions.
In civil law, like in Louisiana, you can be convicted of something if there is no statute? Or no, that was common law.
You can't, but you can't in any other state either because of constitutional protections that are kind of different than regular common law. So, like, I guess a better example would be civil lawsuits to compare the two because we don't really necessarily have common law, strictly speaking, in the criminal context under the United States. So if somebody is going to sue me in Louisiana, they have to bring up a statute that said I was negligent or that said I'm somehow other liable.
Otherwise, there's no standing to sue.
Right. Although then they have that kind of sweeping statute that they went and added after the fact that said, and any other negligent behavior you can be sued under, which kind of defeats
the
purpose.
So there's a big loophole.
Say what?
There's a loophole then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then other states are just like, well, in 1715, you know, or... Well, I guess it was 1780. It would have to be after 1776. There was somebody who did something kind of like you, and it's not even the same thing, so we're suing you based on that.
So common law relies largely on judicial precedent?
Yes.
Whereas civil law doesn't necessarily?
It's not supposed to. When they do, they'll end up doing the same thing. Louisiana will say, oh, we interpreted this statute. Well, the statute said not, and you said always, so that's not really an interpretation. But
well, we believe the legislature's original intention was... Yeah.
And I did a search on the Napoleonic thing, and on the wiki page it does say, despite a popular myth that Louisiana civil code derives from Napoleonic code, the similarities are because both stem from common sources. The Napoleonic Code was not enacted until 1 year after the Louisiana Purchase. So there's absolutely no way that it could be based on Napoleonic Code per se, but they are very similar according to the Wikipedia. So I've been mistaken all this time, and apparently a lot of other people are as well.
It was a darn good story, though. I really enjoyed it when you were mistaken. It sounded really, you know.
Right, cool. And this is something I've heard for years.
Hmm.
I've heard this for years from people.
And that was Wikipedia?
The Wikipedia points out that, no, point of fact, Napoleonic Code did not exist until 1804. Louisiana Purchase was 1803.
Still an awful place, apparently, to be if you are a cannabis smoker. And so, again, welcome aboard.
Or if you're anybody. Oh, yeah. You don't have to smoke weed to go to jail.
So you don't miss it. You've been here, what, several months now?
Since November. I was down there last week.
So 6 months. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
I was down in Louisiana not too long ago, and one of the questions that was asked during the candidate forum that I took part in was about the large prison population in Louisiana. And my answer to the question was, you know, well, we need to get rid of some of these laws because a lot of the laws have no victim. And one of the other candidates on stage said, I'd just tell people not to break the law.
Well, if you think it's bad in Louisiana, wait till you hear about Venezuela, where we've been following along for quite a while here, this watching the slow motion free fall of failure that is the socialist government of Venezuela, and just, of course, empathizing as much as we can with the poor people who are there who have to deal with this, who have to live
underneath the system that results in rampant crime. It results in no food being available. The most basic staples are nearly impossible to get through traditional channels, like a grocery store in Venezuela. And now, according to PanAmPost.com, people are hunting dogs. Is it a true story? 855-450-FREE.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, you're in. invited to join us right here toll-free at 855-453. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're going to give you another update on Venezuela here. It turns out all you have to do is just do a Google news search for Venezuela, and you'll find some insane story just about every day at this point.
Yeah.
In fact, I just discovered as I was looking for the latest, because the story about people hunting dogs and cats in Venezuela is actually a few days old now. The latest news out of Venezuela is one of the opposition party leaders has now been assassinated, meaning those who oppose the status quo. We'll tell you more about that here tonight. It's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio. And could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes. Once again, that's LoanUS.com. As we go to the phones, we'll talk about Venezuela coming up here. First, Sarah's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Sarah. Sarah in Albuquerque, going once. Sarah in Albuquerque, going twice.
I wonder if she got run over by a vehicle, since that's such a problem in Albuquerque.
So you're making an inside joke for people who've listened to the show for the last several weeks, where Sarah is one of the most chronic callers that we have these days. And to her credit, Daryl, she has changed up her topics. She was calling about the same topic every night for a while, which was vehicular and pedestrian safety. And now she's been calling about different things. So kudos to her for that.
Most of them false.
Well, you know, it's talk radio. There's no obligation that you have to be truthful when you call the show. It's nice when...
There was the one night on Thursday. It was me, Chris, and Conan in the studio, and she called in to talk about how the moon landing was fake.
Well,
and of course, Conan loved it.
Right.
Like, I think Conan might have a crush on her now.
So, that believing the moon landing's fake isn't necessarily... false. I mean, she's not lying. She believes the moon landing is fake, and the people who are
saying we should go to New Mexico and see where they filmed it.
Ah.
She might believe it was filmed there. I mean, just because she's wrong doesn't mean she's lying.
Does she mean that it was filmed outdoors or in a production studio?
In the salt flats.
That's interesting, because the conspiracy theory I had heard was that it was filmed in a Hollywood production studio.
The theory that I heard growing up was that it was filmed in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
In a production studio or outdoors?
Production studio.
Okay, that's interesting. I can't say. I know Muscle Shoals, we were on the air there for many years on Free Talk Live on WVNA. Unfortunately, the station ended up going off the air after many years of airing the show. Muscle Shoals, sort of known for audio production, right? Lots of lots of musical bands produced albums there.
Yeah, and from what I had heard, and this is the theory, is that they used the music production studios. They, cleared it out and set up the TV.
That makes no sense.
I know it makes no sense.
Does NASA have an office nearby or something?
There's the Huntsville Space and Rocket Center.
Is that NASA?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Muscle Shoals isn't that far from NASA.
PanAmPost.com reporting on the economic crisis that continues to deepen in Venezuela. Ramon Muchacho, the mayor of Chano in Caracas, said the streets of the capital of Venezuela are filled with people killing animals for food. Through Twitter, Muchacho reported that in Venezuela it is a, quote, painful reality that people are hunting cats, dogs, and pigeons to ease their hunger. People are reportedly also gathering vegetables from the ground and trash to eat. The crisis in Venezuela is worsening.
Hold on. Where else would they gather vegetables from? They don't grow on trees.
Well, I think the noteworthy portion was that they're gathering them from the trash, meaning people are...
It said from the ground.
And the trash.
Okay.
Yeah. So people are dumpster diving to get vegetables, which is probably not the best quality vegetables, but when you're starving, you probably don't care so much about that kind of thing. The crisis is worsening every day, due in part to shortages reaching 70%. I don't know what that means. shortages of what? 70% of what? This is to go along with the world's highest level of inflation. The population's desperation has begun to show with looting and robberies for food increasing all the time. This Sunday, May 1st, six Venezuelan military officials were arrested for stealing goats. To ease their hungers, there was no food at the Fort Manar military base. The week before, various regions of the country saw widespread looting of shopping malls, pharmacies, supermarkets, and food trucks, all while people chanted, "We are hungry." I remember seeing video, I think it was probably late last year, of people mobbing a military truck. There was like a military truck that had come to, I don't know if it was a grocery store where it was, but purportedly the truck had some sort of food supplies, and people were just mobbing this thing. I mean, it was a kind of a scary-looking scene.
And you did mention the inflation. I've got the latest numbers from Dollar Today.
Ah, yes.
The cause of the inflation, according to Nicolas Maduro.
It's according to the central bank in Venezuela. They believe this website you're going to cite here is actually causing hyperinflation in their country.
Dollar Today says that the rate between the U.S. dollar and the Bolivar Fuerte is 1,109.62.
Okay, so it's holding at around 1,100 per.
It's
which
holding.
Is 100 times more than the official exchange rate, which is 10 to 1. So the Venezuelan government says that their Bolivar, the strong Bolivar, the Bolivar Fuerte, is worth, that you should be able to trade in 10 Bolivar Fuerte for one U.S. dollar.
Yes.
Or vice versa. But, of course, the government won't actually let you trade in money for a U.S. dollar. So you can only trade U.S. dollars in for Bolivar Fuertes. And you're a damn fool if you do that at the official exchange rate. Because
yes,
if you go onto the black market, you can get up to 1,100 Bolivar Fuertes for one U.S. dollar in the black marketplace. And the kind of economic havoc that this policy of a government-enforced exchange rate, this official exchange rate, the economic havoc that is wreaking on this country is hard to really wrap your head around. By no means am I an expert on this, but it's my understanding that you can blame that for why there's no toilet paper, why there's no chicken, why there's no soap, why there's no fill in the blank, whatever, staple food and home product that you might be looking for in Venezuela. They don't make it there. They have to bring it in from other countries.
Right.
And so in order to do that, the supplier, whoever it is going to sell you a pallet full of toilet paper. They don't want the Bolivar Fuerte.
Right, because the toilet paper is more valuable than the Bolivar Fuerte.
Yeah, it's pretty much getting to that point.
We talked about the price of some of the stuff, and really the only thing people need to know is the largest denomination bill is a 100 Bolivar Fuerte. It will buy you a loose cigarette from a street vendor.
That was last week, Daryl. I don't know. It might get you less than one cigarette this week, depending on the inflation rate. But, yeah, it's
probably
bad.
But, that's what people need to know. A single loose cigarette costs you what the largest denominated bill is.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's funny, but it's also tragic for the people who have to deal with it. We'll tell you more coming up on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
450 free. Hey, who let Donald Trump on these airwaves? The toll-free number here.
Don't blame me.
It wasn't, well, I guess it was me, but it was an accident. One of those things, those, you know, those auto-playing pages on the internet, I hate those.
Yeah.
It's bad programming. It's bad web design to just, when you load a page, have audio play, because it can surprise people, not just in that circumstance, but if you've got your speakers turned up on your computer, you don't realize it, you go to some website, and then BAM! All of a sudden, you're blasting out music or
talk. The worst is the ones where it doesn't play right away.
It has to load.
It waits right. About 2 minutes. No, not because of loading. But because of the way it's programmed.
Why?
So that way you'll be reading the article, and then if you're on the page for long enough, then boom, it pops
really?
Up. Yeah.
I can't say I've noticed that, but I'll take your word for it that they exist.
Yeah. I've been on sites before where it'll happen, and then I figure out, you know, like, oh, it's on that one.
In this case, the culprit was CNN. Anyway,
they're horrible.
We can talk about Trump if necessary. He has actually come out and said something that I agree with, which is that he believes the federal minimum wage should be abolished.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I thought you meant the other stupid thing that he said today, that I saw memes all over the place where apparently Trump said the U.S. government will never default because we can just print the money.
Well, I mean, that is a true statement, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of true. We enforce the value of the dollar with the military, so we, I mean, that's basically true.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hungry Venezuelans are now going after dogs and cats and pigeons in order to feed themselves and their families. It is getting that bad, according to PanAmPost.com, and we'll continue with that story. You can also join us and share your thoughts toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned, don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the statist paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. As we continue in the studio here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Nani.
And Daryl.
And you're welcome to join us also on Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. The story from PanAmPost.com is about how people are getting desperate there in Venezuela. The crime rate is pretty crazy. We can talk more about that. But it's to the point where even members of the Venezuelan military are stealing goats just to eat because they don't have any food left at the military base. You know, if the government can't feed the military, you're in a pretty dire situation, because yes, usually the government takes care of their own because they want to take care of their enforcers, because that's the one thin blue line, or in this case, the thin green line between the angry, hungry people and the well-fed government bureaucrats.
Right.
So, unless they're trying to make it look worse than it is. And I don't know anything about Venezuela, but governments will do that.
Well, no, I don't think this is. I don't think it's a set up story that the Venezuelan.
We were just faking the hyperinflation for the last decade. Ha ha! Jokes on the world.
Well, no, I don't think they're faking the hyperinflation, but the government's still a lot of time. Oh, well, we can't afford to maintain the bridges, but we just bought 50 flat screen TVs to make it look like they don't have money.
They do have money. But it's not worth anything, right? So the bolivar is not something you can actually use to buy anything with. In fact, the government, as we reported last week in Venezuela, can't even afford to buy the bolivar. And what I mean by that is, unlike the U.S. government, who has their agreement with the Federal Reserve to print money up, the Venezuelan government doesn't, and even though they have a central bank, the central bank doesn't handle that. The private companies like De La Rue, which is apparently the largest private currency provider in the world.
A British company.
Yeah. These private companies are the people that Venezuela goes to get their currency. Well, it's to the point where Venezuela cannot afford to buy new currency. So they're inflating the money supply, but now at this point they can't get any more money in to inflate the money supply with, because they are $70 million in debt to De La Rue, and De La Rue is basically saying, well, you haven't paid on your last order, so we don't really feel like making any new orders for you. And so right now, Venezuela is trying to go to their competitors to see if the other currency providers of the world would be willing to take on Venezuela as a new client. And I don't think they will.
I'm still baffled by the fact that Venezuela, which has a population about one-tenth of what's in the United States.
Yeah, about 30 million.
Has actually ordered, I think it was, 2 trillion more bills than what the U.S. Federal Reserve ordered to be printed this year.
In the same time frame.
In the same time frame. The U.S. government wants, like, you know, 7.6 billion
Didn't they
bills.
Fly them in on cargo jets under the cover of darkness?
Yes.
And had the Venezuelan military escort them to wherever the hell they're holding that money?
And the Venezuelan government wanted 10 billion note or trillion, well, whatever it was. It was more notes than what the U.S. Federal Reserve is wanting to print
for
during the
whole
same
country of the U.S.
period of time.
So it's crazy.
Well, but that doesn't doesn't really, the rate of printing matters, but the total amount of bills doesn't really mean anything, because there's, I mean, it's fiat currency.
Well, of course it means something. The more bills there are, is the more money chasing the same amount of goods.
The more you're inflating.
That's the definition of inflation.
Well, but yeah, but it matters. Like, the fact that they're printing more this year matters, but the total amount of...
The total does matter, because that's the definition of inflation, right? Inflation isn't the increase in prices. That's a symptom of inflation. Most people, a lot of people think inflation is, oh, the price went up. That's inflation. Well, not necessarily. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, meaning there's more bills, more Bolivar Fuerte in this case, chasing around the same amount of goods. So if chicken, which you can't really find, but if you could find a chicken in a grocery store in Venezuela, and let's just say, I'm just going to pick a number, 100 Bolivar Fuerte, obviously it would be more than that because we know that 100 Bolivar Fuerte won't buy a cigarette.
100 Bolivar Fuerte might get you a chicken wing.
Let's say 10,000 Bolivar Fuerte for a chicken. If all of a sudden they double the amount of Bolivar Fuertes in circulation, well, that chicken's going to double in price probably.
Well, yeah, because that's the rate of printing, not the total amount.
Because
the total amount, I mean, like, if it was twice what it was, but then you're also getting paid, I mean, because there's no inherent value to a dollar bill or a Venezuelan bill.
That's true. It's not guaranteed that it'll double, it'll go up.
I mean, it's like saying how many points do you have? Like, well, that doesn't even mean anything unless you know what the exchange rate is for an actual object.
The Venezuelan Chamber of Food has said many businesses only have 15 days worth of inventory. Production has been affected as a result of shortage of raw materials, as well as exhausted national and international supply resources.
Hold on, 15 days? That's actually pretty good, because I've heard that in the U.S., most of the stores have like a 3-day supply.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounded pretty decent to me as well. Supermarket employees confirm food does not arrive at the same rate as it did before, and that people's inability to get enough is a daily struggle. Supermarkets are registered into a system in such a way that they're not permitted to sell Venezuelans food 15 days since their purchase of the same product. So there's controls of amounts that you can purchase over time.
Sorry, Ian, you bought ramen noodles last week. You've got to wait another week and a half.
That's pretty much sounds like what it is, which means you probably had a national food card that you're having to scan every time you go into the grocery store at the checkout. So that means the government, you know, the big fear of these discount cards in the United States was that the government will get control of the data behind
right.
them. And so some people refuse to sign up for those discount card programs. In this case, that sounds like exactly what's going on here. The government has absolutely taken over inventory management of grocery stores. And, of course, they actually nationalized a grocery chain a few years ago, if I'm recalling that story correctly. As a result, long food lines have formed all over the country, with many people reselling their shares to earn extra income. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've been talking about Venezuelans that are now, according to PanAmPost.com, hunting in the streets of the capital for dogs, pigeons, and even cats to ease their hunger. And a lot of people are going to be shocked by that, but that is what, you know, people are going to do when they're desperate for food, when they can't go to the grocery store and get the most basic food items, or they have to wait for hours and hours in line. It's, of course, not just that that's bad in Venezuela. It's also the crime, which is terrible. There's been an assassination. This is breaking news as of today. According to FoxNews.com Latino, the killing of an opposition leader in Venezuela may have had political motives. Fellow party members of the late German, Herman Mavare, told Fox News Latino, Mavare, leader of the Un Nuevo Tiempo, UNT party in the western state of Lara, died Thursday after being shot point blank in the head as he was walking home with a friend in the state's capital. All that was taken was his outdated cell phone. And by the way, it's getting harder and harder to make cell phone calls in Venezuela because the cell phone companies that are operating in the country are owed money by the Venezuelan government who can't afford to pay their bills. And because they're owed so much money, I don't remember how much it was quite a bit, millions and millions. They can't afford to pay their suppliers. So the cell phone companies have higher ups, you know, the higher level companies that they're buying I don't know, airtime or satellite access or whatever it is that you need to buy to run a cell phone network, long-distance packages, things like that. They can't afford to buy those because they don't have the money that is owed to them from the Venezuelan government. So some people are losing their long distance. They're losing the ability to connect on a cell phone. Anyway, opposition leaders have called it an assassination of a vocal critic of the socialist government. Mavare, 53, who lived in a neighborhood traditionally dominated by Chavismo, was considered a strong force behind the opposition's win in the December parliamentary election. He was a key part of the opposition campaign in Barquisimeto, where we won in places historically controlled by the government's party, said the president of UNT, Enrique Marquez. In Mavare's district, Juan de Villegas, the opposition carried all three of the available seats for the National Assembly. So what happened back in December, in case you haven't been paying attention, you probably haven't, is that the opposition had tremendous success in the elections for the national parliament, or whatever they call it there, in Venezuela. Maduro's still there, so the successor to Chavez is still seated as the El Presidente there in Venezuela. So it's not a complete win for the opposition, but they did basically take control of the parliament. And since then, there have been some shenanigans with the Supreme Court and trying to change the results of the election, and I haven't heard any updates on that. Congressman Luis Florido, a member of the Voluntad Popular from Lara State, a vocal opponent of Venezuela's socialist government, said a witness to the shooting gave a chilling version of events, saying, quote, Mavare was walking to his house with a female friend when a man on a motorcycle intercepted them. At first, he tried to rob them, and Mavare asked him to leave the woman alone. The man then said that he didn't want to rob them. He wanted to kill them. And then he fired the shots. After hearing the story, Florido said, we all assumed the man was a hired killer. In Mavare's neighborhood, La Cruceña, the government a few years ago set up a Chavista base manned with dozens of mostly armed supporters considered violent. Because of his political work, Mavare had several confrontations with these armed supporters. He added, quote, this could have been a political crime, and everything signals the members of the Tarora commune. They wanted to maybe send a message and scare people. Just over a week ago, Mavare played a key role in the effort of collecting signatures for a referendum petition to recall President Nicolas Maduro. The story here doesn't mention the number of signatures, but another story I read said they collected like 1.8 million signatures. So this was a pretty significant, I mean, if you think about it, Daryl, you and I, we've done some petition signature gathering before.
Yes.
Think about how difficult it is to actually accomplish gathering a handful of signatures, let alone 1.8 million. This was an incredible operation that they had to put together to gather that kind of those kind of signatures. And so Mavare was helping head that up in his area of the state. So UNT President Marquez, who's also the vice president of the National Assembly, said that he'd rather not jump to conclusions about what the nature of the crime was. Venezuela's attorney general announced an investigation is underway, although, of course, considering the attorney general works for Nicolas Maduro, it's probably questionable as far as how investigative the investigation will be.
Probably as investigative as Barack Obama's investigation into Hillary.
Exactly. So his cell phone was old. He didn't have any market value, or it didn't have any market value. If his killer took it, it might have been to check his information and his contacts and not to steal it. The brutal killing has sent chills across the country. The National Assembly will address the case on Tuesday and demand a public repudiation of the crime from the part of the government. And the Assembly plans to declare May 5th the official day of the community worker in memory of Mavare. Let's go to the phones and to the phone. We're going to try Sarah one more time in Albuquerque. She's called back. We had technical difficulties with the first call tonight. Sarah, are you with us this time?
You know, so I wanted to mention that because I have turned communist. I like communist value.
You've turned communist?
Well, you know what? I turned communist when I was in Boston, Massachusetts, believe it or not. You know,
I believe it completely. That's Boston for you. So what does it mean to be a communist?
Well, the communist value is to, you know, share alike, share the wealth alike, and to make everybody fair and have equal distribution of wealth, like Bernie Sanders is talking about, and Hugo Chavez, you know, made Venezuela very prosperous. The first thing he did.
No, that's not the case at all. Have you been listening to what we've been saying about Venezuela?
Well, I have been. But
they're starving. There's hungry people hunting dogs in the streets.
Well, that's
not prosperous.
Turned capitalist, right?
No. Sorry.
Capitalist.
No. Hugo Chavez may have died, but he handed the keys to the kingdom over to his second-in-command, Nicolas Maduro. So the Chavez reign is continuing in Venezuela. It is a socialist country. But, you know, a lot of people will point out that socialism works in some places. They'll claim that some of the other nations of the world that are socialist are success stories, like, you know, Sweden, for instance, or Finland. Places like that.
Denmark, although if you read stories, you can find out that things in Denmark are actually not working out so well.
Yeah, it doesn't take too much digging before you really find the ugly underbelly of socialism. And of course, the ugly underbelly is the fact that what you're saying, Sarah, this idea that people will be given an equal amount of wealth is required. You know, that only happens when the government can threaten violence and use actual force against peaceful people. So that's what you're advocating when you advocate for socialism, right? Or when you advocate for communism.
Well,
you're
advocating
for people to be threatened.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Well, look at this. You know, like retirement and Social Security is a socialist form of, it's a communist form of wealth.
And it sucks. It sucks.
And then,
and
you know what?
If
they're going to have a violent revolution when they take that away. When people, American people feel that when they're.
So is that a failure of socialism that we're going to have a violent revolution?
Well, when people find out their Social Security is gone and their retirement is gone, yeah, this is going to get violent here too.
And but it's going to get violent because a socialist program failed. None of those 401ks are failing to the point where people are going to get violent.
But why do you think they're going to take it away? Do you think
we're going to find out? And you know what? We're not going to have any Social Security, and then we're just going to be flowing.
Why is that? But why? I mean, while I may agree with you that I think Social Security is ultimately going to fail, I don't think we agree for the same reason. So why are you saying we're not going to have Social Security?
Well, okay. We have. They took down communist Russia. That's the first thing. So with them out of the way, now they could take back Social Security because that's a communist.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Are you saying that step one, defeat communist Russia, step two, end Social Security, that there's some sort of grandiose scheme going on here?
But there's a very much a connection, okay?
Who benefits? I want to know more, Sarah. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. Communist Sarah on the line with us here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453. Who in Washington, D.C. would benefit from taking away Social Security? That's what I'd like to know. 855-450-3733. You want to talk communism? You can do that. More about Venezuela? You can do that, too. Whatever's on your mind. Also, Russia may be targeting Bitcoin users and more. Coming up on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.